From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last year, when the best-selling writer Michael Crichton died, he left behind a completed novel. It's set in the Caribbean in the mid-17th century, and it's about pirates. Here's Alan Chews with a review of Michael Crichton's Pirate Latitudes.
I just want to stand up and shout a hearty yo-ho-ho, because this novel is great entertainment without ever becoming bad history. It builds on an actual event in maritime records when a crew of English pirates out of the Caribbean port of Port Royal attacked a fortress on a Spanish island in order to plunder. I like that word, and it's what pirates do. They plunder a ship filled with New World treasure. The captain, Charles Hunter, is a daring adventurer who doesn't take no for an answer, though he has a mighty opponent in the Spaniard known as Cazalla, who commands the fort the pirates must subdue in order to take home the treasure. The story moves along like a ship with a great wind in its sails, carrying us through the siege of the island, an ocean chase, gun battles at sea, a hurricane, war with a giant squid, capture by cannibals, with a terrifically satisfying ending that is doubly surprising because it never veers from the actual course of events. Arg, me hearties, thriller fans, book lovers, here is your first great fun of the early winter season.
That's Alan Chews reviewing the novel by the late Michael Crichton called Pirate Latitudes.